Tom now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, to me, that game last Sunday at St. Cloud could have certainly flipped in your favor. You start the second period on that power play. When you don't score there, you're just kind of fighting and scratching and clawing to try to find another spot in the game to flip momentum, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean, there's plenty of time, obviously, in a 2-1 ball game right there. And I thought we played pretty good the first 10 minutes of the second period. Then once we got into penalty trouble, Schultze, they didn't score, but we expended a lot of energy with some of our, you know, some of our top players. We got out of a rhythm, and they got into a rhythm.
Kyle Loft injured, going to be without him for a spell here. Can't have just one guy pick up his slack. That needs to be a group effort, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it's going to be interesting. I told the guys right there too. It's got to be a collective effort. With all the guys, and this is, again, it puts guys in good situations. Who's going to lead this team? Who wants to lead this team? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? How are you going to go about it? Practice, games, between periods. He's been the alpha male on our team. He's the one who says everything. He's the one who comes to me. And now somebody else has to respond, or a group of guys. But so somebody else has to embrace it, and it's a great challenge for him.
You've lost now 42 games, man games, due to injury. It's going to increase, obviously, without him for a little bit. It's his first game that he's missed, Tom, since 2019. He's played in 153 straight. Your program record for most games ever played was Ethan Somoza at 171. He's at 157, 153 straight. What does 153 straight games mean to you as a head coach?
Well, I mean, just tells you again, he's played through a lot of aches and pains, I can tell you that. And Lufty plays he plays very physical. He's a defenseman. I mean, he eats up a lot of minutes, so and he's been durable. So but what can happen? Again, you block a shot, and that's what happened this last time.
Were you at all surprised he gets up, puts his glove on, and blocks yet another one?
No, exactly. And he plays the game hard. And you know what, too? We talked about blocking shots. We need to get more we have to get more sacrifice with our penalty kill right there. And he embraced that. And it takes our captain. He wore a few heaters right there, that's for sure.
You mentioned the penalty kill. You're one of the least penalized teams in the country year in, year out. How does that fact that you still haven't taken a ton of penalties helped the penalty kill out, knowing what that penalty kill number has been this year, that you're not, aside from Sunday, taking too many?
Well, again, the bottom line is, play discipline, play hard, but just don't take penalties. And but there's always going to be three penalties a game. And, but you put yourself in a position where there's going to be five or six, they're going to score for sure.
Matias now has played in four straight games since he's come back from his injury. Aside from just the goals against number last week, how do you think he's been playing and seeing the puck?
Well, he played well against Bowling Green. That's what we got to look at. Played well against Bowling Green. Saw the puck well, but we played good as a collective group that particular weekend too. We were aggressive. We were aggressive on the forecheck. We possessed the puck. We had the puck a lot. We kept the puck in the offensive zone. We didn't have to defend a whole lot. We stayed out of the penalty box. So I think overall that weekend, I'm sure. And then when we had the Schultz, he played well. He made some big saves. So and of course the St. Cloud, it was a different weekend. We didn't play up to our capabilities last weekend, and we got to respond, and we got to get back to where we were before Christmas.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, as I've looked back at some of the scores in this recent history with Ferris, to me a three-goal cushion right now is kind of rare. I mean, games are one or two goals more often than not. You've had tire one-goal games seven times. You're 1-3-3 in those seven. There have been 8 three-plus goal differentials and 3 five-plus goal differentials. This series is either a nail-biter or somewhat of a blowout in running time if it was a high school game, isn't it?
It's just crazy. It's just expect the unexpected. And these games take on a life of their own right here, Schultze. And, like I told our guys, they don't expect a skill game and don't play a skill game because it doesn't happen in this rink.
World Juniors has been going on. Obviously, you got two guys that have been playing. Yuri Vaisanen's brother has been playing. There's always a little jostling going on between the U.S. and the Canadians. Eric Pohlkamp won a gold medal today. Your thoughts on how Team USA played and what that spotlight on college hockey, you know, what good just comes out of that?
Well, they won a gold medal because they're so talented. And they have 10 first-round draft picks. It might be the deepest team they've ever had up front. So it's a hard team to keep in check for 60 minutes. And, that played out today where their big players responded. And this team was – it was built to win this tournament, that's for sure.
Eric, playing for a gold medal means something. You guys don't get in that position every day. What is he going to be able to bring back to this team and that experience to help this team down the stretch?
Well, I just think, again, anytime you play in games like this, it helps you as a hockey player, it helps you as a leader, and it's going to help our team as well. So, he had the ability of playing with some of the, he's playing with the best under 20 players in the United States. I mean, he's playing with, again, 10 first round draft picks, 21 guys who were picked between the first and third rounds. I mean, he saw a lot those 2 weeks, and that gives you great experience and I think great confidence.
World Juniors coming to Minnesota here in a couple of years. I've seen some reports that USA Hockey wants to, explore at least the possibility of playing some of those preliminary games outstate in college hockey markets and venues. What does that exposure mean if it comes to that point, where a Bemidji and a Mankato and a Duluth could possibly host some of these games?
Well, that'd be great. I didn't know that. But again, I don't think the games starting the 26th are going to be, I think they're all going to be in the Twin Cities, but I mean, obviously exhibition games, why not? We have a lot of great buildings. There's a lot of great hockey markets. Why not bring those games to the college campuses? I think it's going to be outstanding. Why saturate the metro area? So go to Mankato, go to St. Cloud, go to Duluth, and I hope they do come up to Bemidji. It's a little farther away, but I just think it would be it's great for the game, and it's great to expose our fan bases to some of the best international kids in the world who are under 20 years of age, and all these kids that they're going to be start seeing on TV in a couple of years playing in the National Hockey League.
Back to Ferris. Where do you guys need to be really, really good this weekend against them?
Well, again, we just going to have to be sharp for 60 minutes. And, again, the games are going to be chaotic, and there's going to be a lot of wall play. There's going to be a lot of glass play, and there's going to be a lot of foot races. It's just going to be a different game. There's not going to be a lot of tape-to-tape plays. It's just going to be a different type of game, and you're going to have to respond to the game that you're not used to playing and they're used to playing.
A lot of Ferris's stats aren't eye-popping. This game is not played on paper. they're still a pretty darn good hockey team, aren't they?
Well, everybody's good. I mean, it's college hockey. The 60th best team in the country can beat, the 10th best team in the country any given night, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I've been around long enough to. There's no easy wins. Every game's a battle. And then you take a look at our league. I mean, all eight teams. How much difference is there between number one and number eight? Whoever those are going to be at the end of the year. At the end of the year, somebody's going to be in first place. Somebody's going to be in eighth place. And don't be surprised. That team is in eighth place. Beat the first place team for sure once, maybe twice. And that's just the way it goes. And take a look at our standings right now. There's not much difference between any team in our league. So every game is a nail biter.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.